KQED.
Now, unlike the Trump administration's previous travel bans, this new order has no foreseeable end. And KQED's Farida Jabala Romero found that worries a naturalized U.S. citizen from Yemen, one of the eight countries affected by this ban.
Mujib Alomri mans the cash register at his small grocery store in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood, a heavily Latino area. He feels more comfortable speaking Spanish than English, like many of his customers.
Hola, hermanito.
Alomri's wife and four children are living in the midst of Yemen's civil war. He's desperate to bring them here, but he says the new travel restrictions just made that next to impossible.
There are many families here working for their families there. Now we can't get them out.
Other Bay Area residents also fear indefinite separation from family, says Elika Vafai, an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco.
We certainly have received several calls from community members being very alarmed.
The Trump administration says the restrictions will remain until the governments of Yemen and the other nations can aid the U.S. in verifying the identity of visa applicants. David Lapan is a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security.
The outcome and the decisions that were made were based on security.
Alomri, the shopkeeper, says as a citizen, he wants the U.S. government to help people trapped in Yemen instead of restricting immigration.
There are a lot of people who want to come to this country to live in peace, but instead they are just closing the doors.
The only thing left to do, he says, is keep sending money to his family and hope they stay safe. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jabala Romero in Oakland.